Okay, Shalom Aleichem. The Pukuk Zion discusses an issue called Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish, which is when we have proof that the dam came, that Tashmish caused a woman to see dam. There's a little bit of a technicality here. Isha Shirasa dam, before we get to the price of Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish, Shonar starts out. Isha Shirasa dam Machmas Tashmish, Yad, Bechde Shetoshit Yad, Latak Zakar, Latak Zakeses, Petito Eid Livdogo, Ut Kaneach Atzma, etc. So this shear, right away, meaning what's the obvious implication? If a woman slept with her husband and then found blood afterwards, not miyad, then she would not be Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. Let's think about it. If a woman was Mishamish with her husband and found dam 5 minutes later, based on normal halach principles, when would we assume she became a nida?
After the bia.
After the bia, because of the halach principle of chazaka, we assume she wasn't the nida until we prove she was. So if she only became a nida 5 minutes after the bia, then that's not Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. It's only Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish if she saw dam during the bia. And then the problem becomes, as we mentioned, if every time she engaged in Tashmish with her husband, she becomes a Nida during the Tashmish, then she can never engage in Tashmish again, because she's going to violate the Ister Nida. How do we know the dam came during Tashmish? So that depends on the Mishnah in Daf Yud Dalet. Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet and the Gemara on that Mishnah has three time periods. One time period is called What are the three time periods? One time period is Nimsa al Shalom. He finds dam in his Afer. This is true even, the Nosekalim here point out, this is true even if he finds dam in his Afer an hour later, because men don't menstruate. And therefore, if he finds dam in his aver, we assume it came from her. And the only time it could have come from her onto his aver is during Tashmish. Otherwise, his aver is not in the right place. So therefore, if he finds Nimsha al-Shalom, even a Charkach, that's considered like finding the dam in the middle of Tashmish. It's as if, let's say she did a bedika, not physically possible, she did a bedika, put in a cloth in the middle of Tashmish, and then looked at it 3 hours later. It would still prove the dam came during Tashmish. So the man's aver is just a bedika cloth. So that proves the dam came during Tashmish, or Nimta al Shela Osyom. Osyom is, I assume it's probably a Greek word because I don't recognize the Hebrew. Shoresh, it means right away. Right away means the Gemara explains literally right away, meaning as soon as the Aver comes out, you know, Shimamish has her hand with a cloth. As the minute the Aver comes, not the minute, the second the Aver comes out, she immediately wipes and finds blood. That is mamish as soon as humanly possible. After Tashmish, this is considered to be Vadai Nida Bishas Tashmish. The Nafkamina, this is not about Roma Tashmish, this is about happening once, is that they're both Vadai Tameh. I mean, the man's vaday tummy, vaday bor lida, and they're chayiv a korban chatas if they were negligent because they vaday did a bias nida. The next stage is nimsa al shalol la'achar zman tamei misafik uptur min hakorban. Okay, that's explained. Nimsa al shalol, meaning the age she checks herself with, achar zman, she finds it after a certain period of time. That is safik Nida Bishas Tashmish. The Gemara explains the man is a Safik Moral Nida and they're Chayiv and Ashut Taloi if they were negligent in getting into the situation for Safik, the Aveira of Bias Nida. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to define it. If you give us a second, the Achar Kach, what about after that? What the Gemara calls Achar Achar, meaning Achar Kach, after. The Achar Zman. After the Achar Zman, meaning after two Zmans, as it were, then the Gemara says, no problem. Metama le'es le'es me'ena metama es bova. She's just like any woman who finds blood when the days of Taros was metame 24 hours retroactively. But the husband is not a Vada Gol leader. He's not a Suffolk Gol leader. It's only a Chomra Drabbanan on Taros. But as far as the husband being a Gol leader, he's Vada, not a Gol leader. Because we assume Vada, I don't mean Vada like we know, Vada based on halachic rules of Chazaka, she was not a leader during Tashmish. Right? That. We assume she was not a nida b'shas tashmish. The main afkamina again. Remember, bo'al nida from chumash. If a man sleeps with a nida, he becomes tohas nida for 7 days. Here he's a bala bo'al nida, suffik bo'al nida, and he's tohar the kamer. He's not bo'al nida. Okay, what is the definition of these time periods? So there's a machlokes. Well, the Mishnah says, "What's achar's man? Kedesha teirid min hamita tadiach paneha." In order for her to get out of bed and wipe herself. So what is an example of Nimsa al-Shalah Achrisman? Kedei she-teired min hamita u-tekaneah. She wipes herself. In order to get out of bed and wipe herself. That is in the Mishnah. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's all that's in the Mishnah. But the Gemara, there is a Braisa. It says, or Elazar Ritzotik says, she-toshet yodda tachzai karo tachzai kesev titol eit betipoko. Right? That is... That is familiar to us from this Shulchan Aruch. In order for her to stick her hand under the pillow or under the mattress and take an aid and check herself. That's not the same as the Mishnah. There's a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi. Rav Chisda says it means that's too late. Looking for an aid. Let's just take this case. What about Shetoshet Yada Tachas Hakar? Nechuli, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Chisda, that's considered too late. After all, it takes a long time to stick your hand someplace and find something and then take it and move it to the right part of the body and check yourself. That's too long. That's not considered anything. That's considered much later. Rav Ashi disagrees. And Rav Ashi says, nope, that's considered Acher's man. It's not Osio. Osio means she's mamish, holding the cloth, but also makam. As soon as the Aver comes out, she checks herself. It's not Osio, but that's Acher's man. Gemara says, so which is Acher's man? Is it to get out of bed or to stick her hand and find the cloth? Gemara says they're the exact same time. To stick her hand, under the pillow and get a cloth takes the exact same amount of time as to get out of bed if she's already holding a cloth in her hand. Okay, that's my flows of Chizur Rashi. The Yosef here spends a long time asking questions on the smog and everyone who sort of quotes the shear, right? This who quotes the shear, the Tor and others, and says what he means. Rav Ashi's Mekushes, Rav Chisda, and gets into a lot of the chak. Okay, the Bach and others just say that Taka, there's a kasha against Rashi, and so you know someone who passed like people living, there's a kasha against him. Lamaisa, we pass like Rashi. That's obviously the Pashim shot. In the Rishonim, we pass like Rashi. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch wants to teach us the maybe the Chiddush here or the more common case, that if she is to stick her hand under the pillow, don't think that's called Achar Achar. That's not a problem. That's just a coincidental later occurrence. That's a different later occurrence, like Rav Chisda, rather we pass like Rav Ashi, and that's considered suffik. It was there b'shas tashmish, and the chiddush here is even if you only have a case where you've proven a 50-50 suffik, the blood was there b'shas tashmish, that's still enough to make a halachic problem. Because a 50-50 suffix, the blood was near b'shas tashmish, is bad enough, because you're chayav ashim tolling for that, and that's considered ishud oraisa. So that would be a problem. Meaning, if 3 times in a row they find the blood achar zman, even this case, which is the Mishnah, or this time period, which is the Shita Rashi and Paskin like, then they sort of proven that every time there's tashmish, the dam comes sort of around this time in Tashmish, 50-50 during Tashmish. That means that they can't have any more Tashmish, because engaging in Tashmish is taking a 50% chance on having blood during the Tashmish, which means there's a 50% chance of an Issachar's Doraisa, which is obviously the biggest Doraisa in your five house called Shogig. You certainly know how to do it. Amazing. And that's how we get to the Shir. Okay, we'll see that sort of spread throughout this Se'if. We sort of go back and forth between the Brisa on Daf Samach Vav and Rov Achmas Tashmish, and what's not in the Brisa on Daf Samach Vav, but the Sugya on Daf Yudalit of what's considered at the time and what's considered later. Those are the two topics of the Se'if, basically the Brisa on Daf Samach Vav and Rov Achmas Tashmish, which is not talking all about timing, is interwoven with the different lines, the Gemara Daf Yudalit, which talks about timing. So let's read the Brisa on Daf Samach Vav, which is the Shulchan Aruch Sukkah quote here. And again, it's going to interweave in the one thing that is not discussed in the Brisa Daf Samach Vav, which is this timing issue. Daf Yudalit, what's considered during Tashmish and what's considered way after Tashmish. So let's read. Ishish Rasa Damach with Tashmish Yavach Deisha Toshi Yodel Tash like Karl Tash like Kesses. The Tito Eidlin the Boot Kaneach Atzma. Mishameshes Shalosh Pamim. She does three Tashmishes. Okay, we'll go back and analyze this. But in Bechol Shalosh Pamim Ritzufim Rasa Dan. If all three cases she sees Dam in a row, oh. The Kolshkin, sorry, Adrama. I'm not sure why the Rama brings these after here and not after the words. Somebody says, "Oh, and Matzah Shalosh Pamim Dam Al Eid Shalom." Obviously, it's three times she finds Dam on the cloth he cleaned himself with. That's even worse. That's for sure. That's Vada. It became Shastash. That was terrible. Asura L'Shamish Imbal. So that basically happens three times in a row. She's proven in this time period. Or he finds out Shalom, or if it would be Osiom, just that's a less common occurrence. Then she's proven that every time she sleeps with her husband, she's going to become a Nida during Tashmish, or at least 50% chance of being a Nida during Tashmish, so she can't sleep with her anymore. She's not allowed to be Mishamish with this husband forever. It's a scar. She has to get divorced. It's also not her, but she can marry a different husband. Why can she marry a different husband? Mar says, what's the rule? Why is she allowed to marry different husbands? What's the rule in Hebrew? Not all fingers are the same. Finger is obviously not a finger. It's just a polite way of saying that you for a tashmish. Meaning, not all tashmishes are the same. So maybe the first husband calls up the second one won't. Okay. Nisei la'achar rasa damar tashmish gimel bavu b'tzufu. She has the same problem. Asur l'shamish gavu b'sobal. Obviously. El tizgarish v'tim yasei l'shlishi. She can marry a third guy. Why? Because two guys still be coincidence. Ankle is both shovels. Maybe it was only the first guy's etzba and the second guy's etzba. But that doesn't prove anything because two is not a chazaka. If it ends the third guy, then that proves that all etzbos are shovels. That proves that it happens with everyone because that's a little chazaka. It's not proof. It's a proof of a little chazaka, right? So the end three times, it's a general rule. And therefore, she can't marry anyone. She is asura to marry anyone. She has to be celibate for the rest of her life. Aja tibdok until she does a bedika. The bedika, the word tibdok here, I know it confuses people at the beginning of the siman, doesn't mean what we call bedika until now, to take a cloth and she checks if she has blood. It means a very, very special bedika described in Sif Beis to check if this is dam achmas tashmish or something else. Right? Before the Rambam wrote his Ramah, that wasn't confusing because it said, Ajatibdok, and the next line was Kate said, well, that guy says, oh, what are the Dika? I mean, this unique, special kind of Dika only found here in the Shulchan Aruch. But before we get to that, let's read the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Anu Bikiyim. She'ein Anu Bikiyim, Eza Mikri Machos Tashmish, Ki'ein Bikiyim Bashira Hanizkar. Okay, those of us who learned Isra Hetu last year, are we very surprised to see the Ramah say this or not? No, not at all. Maybe it's taking it a little step further than we thought until now, but this is classic Ramah all over Yerudea. The Machaber does not hold this way, but the classic Ramah all over Yerudea is that we're not Bekiyim in the Gedorim of time and place and looks and other things like that of Chazal, especially in time periods. Whenever Chazal describes a time period, we're not Bekiyim what that time period is. Even though This sounds like a pretty easy one. Like, in order to stick your hand to get something or get out of bed, it doesn't seem like something that, you know, just because you live 1,000 years later, you don't know what it means. But we're not comfortable that we're became, and exactly who knows? I don't know what their pillows look like. I don't know what their mattresses look like. I don't know what their beds look like. You never know. So yesh omer that we're not became classic. Okay, so says the Ramah, anytime it's soft latashmish, it's near tashmish, that's already bad, even though it doesn't seem to be in this gender, because we're not bikim. So anything near tashmish, kol ramah tashmish, and we have three times she's asura to her husband. Just like my father said, it's only if they are in a row. If they're not in a row, it's not a problem, because like by bestos and with most things, and sure muad and all chazakos, three times not in a row is not a proof of anything, only three times in a row. The ain chiluk vein and rasa sholosh from miyad shenisa uvein niskak lachakach rasa sholosh be'amim. Okay, why does he have to give this rule? Because there's a shitas yachid Rabbeinu Hananel quoted in some Rishonim. The shitas yachid Rabbeinu Hananel says, when is there a problem of ramach bas tashmish? Only when she's first married. Meaning, when she's first married, the first time she engages in tashmish. If she first gets married, and then this happens, then she's a ramach bas tashmish. But if it happens after she's married for a while, then she's not a ramach bas tashmish. Meaning, what's Rabbeinu Hananel's assuming, again, shitas yachid, that, I mean, okay, could be curable, but the point is that it doesn't come, it's not a late onset problem. You don't all of a sudden become ramach bas tashmish. It's a problem, it's sort of a congenital problem. You're born with it, you start out that way. So if a woman starts out this way, then she's a ramach bas tashmish. But if she lived with a husband for a year and then all of a sudden happened three times, that must be coincidence because of something. But it's not ramach bas tashmish, because ramach bas tashmish doesn't just start. Okay, but we don't hold like Rabbeinu Hananel. We hold it can start, it can stop. And we'll see that you can heal it. And therefore, anytime it would be a problem. Of course, this is only, even with Ashkenazi Chumra, it's only if it's Samoch Latashmish. Avalamoras are Samoch Latashmish, not next to Tashmish. Let's say she only sees 5 hours after Tashmish or something like that. It's not Samoch Latashmish.
Yeah, makes me feel a little bit
better. It's a placebo effect. You hear that noise? Part of the placebo effect. I ruined the placebo effect, but it would have worked. Anyway, what if it's always 5 hours after Tashmish? Then the Rama says that's not Ramach bas Tashmish. It maybe came after Tashmish. And she returns to her husband after going to the mikveh each time, meaning it's still Nida. If it comes 5 hours after Tashmish, it's still Nida. Still has to count she came to go to the mikveh, but, right, just it didn't come during Tashmish. You're Nida, you can come after Tashmish. It's not Ramach bas Tashmish, it's not a problem. One, two ha'aras about this. Number one, the Pesachei Tshuva points out in Sifkat Tes, this is a... this is just a logical application. A lot of Vestos is just like you take something and you think of some logical point that's true. See, Kozakamas Das here is saying, but you know what? If she always sees Dom 5 hours after Tashmish, she's never allowed to be Mishamish twice in one night. Because after the first Tashmish, now it's a Vestas that'll happen later that night. And so she can be Mishamish again that night. Okay, not the end of the world. What the Ramah doesn't tell us somewhat frustratingly, is, right, what happened here? We have this Geder of Acher Zman, and Ashkenazim say, Minag Ashkenaz is Samach. Any Samach or Chokshish is what's called Acher Zman, which is Usser. But not if it's later, only if it's Samach. Okay, what is a little frustrating, the Ramah doesn't tell us, what is Samach? And as you can imagine, you have a range. I could have brought my body a shulchan. He would bring a range of poskim. He'd probably find like the one posik who's very machmir, who says, well, some of the mincha is half hour, so it means within half hour, which is, I think, the most machmir shita. We don't hold like that. The mainstream opinion is that we assume samach means 15 seconds. How do we get samach meaning 15 seconds? It seems to be from, I hope I'm not adding or subtracting from the chain, but this is a halacha that we're not always so strict on nowadays. But theoretically we should be. Nitilas Yadayim. What's the maximum you should wait between Nitilas Yadayim and Amotzi? Anyone? Yes, the time it works to walk 12 amos. Gemara says the time it takes to walk 12 amos, which we somehow decided was 15 seconds. And Techev is Tila Bracha, Techev is like Samach, and there's sometimes the Gemara puts Techev and Tila Bracha in the same sugya of the word Samach. So there's a gather of Samach, we assume, is like some of the other things, 15 seconds. The mice of the post assume 15 seconds is the shear of Samach. Keep in mind, that's a lot longer than what the Gemara says. I never tie myself with a stopwatch, but to get out of bed takes a lot less than 15 seconds. To stick my hand under the pillow and get something takes a lot less than 15 seconds. Okay, so we're Ashkenazim, we're Machter, anything Samach. We assume Samach is 15 seconds. So within 15 seconds, for Ashkenazim, we assume that's a Shas Bro Machter's Hashmash. Afterwards, it's just regular Dam, which uses all the regular rules of Hilchos Nidah. But it has nothing to do with Kof Bei Zayin. Okay, so much for Daf Yud Daled. Yeah.
So does that mean that if people are going to be around here for the Samach, or not, whatever, then they should make sure that they're
aha. No, even more so. If you're doing the three Bedikas, you should do the three Bedikos Osyo. Sorry, thank you for bringing that up. What those, meaning those who follow the Machaber, and I said many Eretz Yisraelis do that, to do three Bedikos, you should do the three Bedikos Osyo, because the Hachila, you should do them right away. Not just in the time that gives you some Sfeikos. So really, they're doing the three Bedikos, the Bedikos should be mamish right after Tash, which is not the man. The man can wipe himself an hour later, because he's not, there's no new things, there's no new Dom that's going to come into play. But the woman should wipe herself Osyo, meaning as soon as the Eber comes out, she is already checking herself with a cloth.
Shouldn't she check herself right away and then again 15 seconds later to be back?
No, because the Shach says in Sifkatan, one second, I thought it was a Shach. And if it's a Shach, I'm fairly confident it's in a Sifkatan. Yeah, the Shach says in Sifkatan Aleph that if she checks herself right away and she's clean, even if she checks herself 3 seconds later and there's blood, that's not Romach's Tashmish. Because once she's clean right away, any blood that came afterwards is 100% certain not during the
act. So, the second is just a Kumra of out, meaning two is just a Kumra of one.
Correct. Correct, exactly. Two is just, basically, she has Cheskas Tara. In one, Osyom is considered, there's no Cheskas Tara, that's considered the same time period. Acher is so close that it and the Cheskas Tara cancel each other out, and we're saying Suffolk maybe was there during earlier. And Acher Achar loses the Cheskas Tara, and we're sure it wasn't there earlier. I'll be fully upside. Okay, correct. But if it actually came a second later, that would be no problem if we knew. That's what the Shach says. One of the things the Shach says is Kanali. Okay, but the good point, when you do the three checks, you should do the three checks, Osyom, as soon as humanly possible afterwards. I'll point out again, those who are making not to do the three checks when they're first married are so make on the Ravid and the Shach, in which case, l'chora, they have to, if they ever see the Samach once, they then have to do three checks the next time. Because we might have Shach. Either you have to do three checks when you're first married, or if you ever see the Samach, you have to do three checks the next three times. So you can't be make up both ways. You can make it one way, but not both ways. No, if you master both ways, you can't be make it both ways. Either do three checks when you're first married, or if you ever see the Samach, you then have to do three checks. Okay. That
Dennis?
Is... Yeah.
Is this considered... Is this 15 seconds for when you start checking with the cloth and for when you look at it?
15 seconds from when you start checking with the cloth.
Yeah.
15 seconds, yeah, from when you... Now, here it's a little tricky. What if it takes you a certain amount of seconds to check with the cloth? There are deals with that. There's anything wiping, which takes basically, it's called 0 seconds. And doing the bdika, meaning checking all the cracks and crevices, which takes a few seconds. So how does the shear of 15 seconds work? The truth is, look over the shear of 15 seconds. I'm not sure, but I'm going to say, since it comes out of a chumer that we're not bekiyan, pashas is 15 seconds till you start putting this, till you start putting the cloth below so mako. That's pashas what the Rambam says chumer. But what this means is that, you know, let's say, forget about a cloth. Let's say the woman just 10 seconds after tashmish happens to notice that there's blood on the sheet, then that's a problem where I'm not with tashmish, even if it's not, it didn't come through checking, right? Meaning, let's assume she knows for sure that blood came from her. Basically, anytime you notice blood within 15 seconds, that's bechlal, the chumra of the Rambam. So if 30 seconds later she looks around and sees some blood, that's not the kala chumra of the Rambam. That's just regular dam nida. Use the same rules you would if there, as if there wasn't tashmish. You know, whatever rules, what their argasha was, they're not argasha, is it on this kind of sheet, that kind of sheet, all the rules we'll get to. But if she notices any dam within 15 seconds of tashmish, then that's with klal the chumra of the Rambam, and she treats it as ramach as tashmish. Well, if the color's not red, then it's not a problem. Then it's not dam. I mean, if the color's not a problematic color, then it doesn't exist halachically, right? That's a klal gadol din. Anytime we say, no matter what we say, if the color's not red, it's mutter. That's the one heter that applies always. Because it's not even dam. It's just you're seeing stuff. But there's no other heter here. Meaning all the term of summon don't apply. Okay. Now, let us just go back for a second and make sure we understand the price on Daf Samad Bav. Now that we've dealt with how soon after Tashmish. By the way, I'll point out, Al-Khazr, this in Simon Kutsadi, this is not, as I just pointed out, sort of accidentally, this is not only an afkamina for the Sugya of Rodam Machbas Tashmish. The afkamina is not only for Rodam Machbas Tashmish. The afkamina is for the Chumra of Mosli Achrona that we accept that anything, at least for Ashkenazim, I don't know what Spartan do. I mean, I would bet Spartan do what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. How many seconds is that? I don't know, 3, 4. I have to sit with the stop. It's hard to judge. You have to sit with the stopwatch and check. But it doesn't matter because she's not sitting with the stopwatch. So I assume a Spartan would ask her, how soon afterwards did you, after Tashmis, did you see the dawn? Was it longer or shorter than it takes to stick your hand in the under the pillow, take a cloth and check himself? And she would say one way or the other. Yeah, Shkaz would say 15 seconds. So any dam you see within 15 seconds, we treat as dam b'shas tashmish. Any dam you see after 15 seconds, we treat as dam which is unrelated to tashmish. I hear, and look, I don't have a proof one way or the other, but I think the whole point is that the Rambam is trying to be very machmir. I have to look around there, but that's fine. That's what I think. The Maisa, what do I mean by this? We'll see in Simon Kof Tzadi, there are certain kulas that come with summon. And many of them are going to write, like, for example, if it's on a colored sheet, or the sheet's not makalotoma, not such a common case, or whatever the case may be, or if it's smaller than a gris, Liam sits on the upper sides. The post can assume that we would not apply those kulas are only for summon, meaning when there's no argush. But the post can assume that, well, Chazar doesn't apply. During Tashmish, we assume that's a Hargasha. So the Tashmish feels like the Hargasha of Dam, of menstruation, and therefore any time for Ashkenazim we find out within 15 seconds, we're going to assume that Dam came during the Tashmish, and therefore came when there was a Hargasha, And therefore, we're going to say that dam is batami no matter what. So this, forget about simkuf bezayin ro damas batashvish. Just in simkuf tzadi, we will review at the time, we'll say this will be nafkamina. But nafkamina is some of latashvish will call that dam b'shas tashvish. And no matter what the situation is, as long as it's red, we are. It's batami. After 15 seconds, we'll say that dam unrelated to tashvish. And therefore, we'll use the regular rules. And the regular rules are that if it's a kesem and you didn't have any hargasha, then in most circumstances, it will be mutter. Okay, and we'll cast that again when we get to Kitzai. Now, let's read the Bryce on Daf Samachvad. The Bryce actually starts with the Samach. Okay, this whole sugi, the whole Simcha B'Zayin, which is some parts are going to be very the Lysa, although maybe the parts that are not most strictly that wrote Daf Tashvish, is a Bryce that starts at the end of Daf Samach and goes on to Samachvad. Etc. So there are a few issues that come up here. One is, how do you count the three times? So first of all, there's some ambiguity. What's the ambiguity? Haroa dam achmas tashmish, mishameshes pam rishona shniyah v'shlishes. If you read it very, very strictly, literally, how many tashmishes are we talking about? Haroa dam achmas tashmish, you saw dam achmas tashmish. Now she's mishamish, 1, 2, 3. Maybe a total of 4. Or, no, haroa dam achmas tashmish, she's mishamish is once, meaning the one we just discussed, 2, 3. And you could read it either way. You know, you could read it as, I think you want to be maybe overly literal. You would say she sees it once, then she does 3 more times. Or do you say, no, she sees that machmas tashmish, what's the rule? The rule is 3 times. So, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch just says, mishamesh says sholosh pa'amim, although he has the same ambiguity as the Braisa. So from the Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to know 100%, but the Shachan Taz are very clear. The first Taz says, sholosh pa'amim im oso tashmish arasach v'damach maso, including the first half. Meaning not 4, 3 sachakol. Shas says the same thing in Gimel. Im harishon, the hainu od shtei pa'amim. Very, very clear. That's with the first, which is another 2 times. Okay, the Dogomer Vava here points out that earlier the Shas seemed to hint more at the Torah Shlomim, but let's just go to Torah Shlomim. Torah Shlomim here, he is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva as well. But the Torah Shlomim here, Paskins, like the Ravid is very mafurish, that it means 1 and another 3. Says the Ravid, the Bali Nefesh wrote mefurish. You need a resa, meaning one time it happens, and nonetheless, kamaisa lagni and yada. The first one doesn't count. You have another 3. So there's a machlokas how to interpret the brisa. It's, by the way, it's not 100% clear to me if this, I mean, this, depending on how you look at this, may or may not be a machlokas and din, depending on the machlokas. But let's just, how many times are we talking about? Are we talking about 3 total? That's the Shach and the Taz. Or are we talking about 4 total, which is the Torah Hashlamin? And they each think it's obvious that's what the Mechaber, who is the Lashon of the Ranan, who is the Lashon of the Braisa means. For both sides, like obvious this is what the Braisa say. Can't be. Okay, but Misvara and the Torah Shlomo points out, he has a right on his side. I don't know if the Shach and Taz would just point out, we have like everyone meant that on our side. But I don't know if they have anyone who discussed it explicitly. They say it's too obvious they need to say explicitly. But the Torah Shlomim and the right. Okay, Misvara, who makes more sense? 3, because 3 is a Chazaka, right? So, Svara, Nicha, what's the Svara of the Torah Shlomim? So he quotes the Ravid what the Svara is. He says, Meikara lo budka v'lo chaisha. Because Meikara lo budka. Okay, not so clear what that means. But, first time, Pan Rishona lo budka. First time she didn't check. Now, it's not clear what he means. What do you think he means by that? What do you think he means by that? The first time he didn't check.
doing a negotiation about if you think that she would be worth that after the
contract. But she was. What do you mean she low vodka? Physically, what is low vodka? What? She did. Then how does she know she was wearing a sashmish? Ah, so that's what the Chavazda says. It means low vodka harka. But she said, let's say low vodka miyad harka. Ella achar, not achar zman. Achar achar zman. Right? That's what does he mean by this? Says the Chavos Das. What he means is lo vodka achar kach ella rak achar harbe zman. Right? She didn't check osium, she didn't check achar zman, she checked a long time later. And that's why the first one doesn't count. The first time, she checked a long time later. Then what does that do with the next three? This is the right of the Shitase. The first time she saw half hour later, right, that she was going to the right of here, even wouldn't be 15 seconds. You'd have to check another three times. You see here, according to the Shitase. The first time she saw half hour later, then she had to check the next three times, and she saw right after. So like the first time we sort of suspect came at the time of Tashmish, based on the next three, that's just suspicion. The first time she only checked 10 minutes later, so we don't actually know that it came during Tashmish, so it doesn't count. The Chassam Sofer, who happens to be mentioned as Agav Orcha in the end of the fifth Piskei Tshuva, and the Kreis you place here have a different shot in the Ravid. The Chassam Sofer in the Piskei Tshuva above, and the Kreis you place here have a different shot in the Ravid, and they say no. What he meant was, she didn't check herself before Tashmish the first time. The first time doesn't count, because how do we know she became an Ida during Tashmish? Maybe she was an Ida before Tashmish. Which is not a good thing, halachically, obviously, but has nothing to do with Ramachal's Tashmish. Right? Maybe she was an Ida an hour before Tashmish. Therefore, the first one doesn't count. However, after that, she checked before and after Tashmish, so she knows that the blood came during Tashmish. So basically, we're not sure exactly what the rabbi meant. He says words. We're not sure what he means. The Chassam Sofer is a more of a cool lemaisa, right? The Chavos Das is not a chiddush. If she didn't check right afterwards, then obviously it doesn't count. Chassam Sofer is a chiddush. If she thought she was clean beforehand, finds dam mamish right after her bring tashmish, it doesn't count because she didn't check beforehand. We don't rely on her cheskas tara beforehand. Okay, that's a big chiddush. This Chassam Sofer. Halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and the Piskei Tshuva says here. V'ayin bazeh, etc., etc., etc. Many quotes, a big machlokas Rishon Achronim. Sorry, he says that no to be Huda sounds like this. The crazy place inside the tower don't sound that way. Anyway, it's a big machlokas. Okay, halacha lemaisa is nothing. It's going to come up a lot that we'll have to ask him, but it's a machlokas. Well, how to read the brisa? Does the brisa mean four times or three times? And if it does mean four times, why? Because of an obvious reason that if you didn't check soon afterwards, it doesn't count, which we all knew anyway. Or because of a chiddush, that if you didn't check beforehand, it doesn't count, which is a chiddush, lakula, but then, okay, we're not sure exactly what the Ravid meant and whether we both like the Ravid. You know, we'll leave that as just an interesting machlokas for now. So that's in terms of three times. We also see three times means with tufim. Here we have a big chumrah in Piskei Tshuva Gimel, quoting the Chavos Das. He says, what does ritzufim mean? Ritzufim means ritzufim of checking. Let's say in 2018, she checks once and finds dam right after Tashmish. And then she has another 100 bias, but doesn't check after Tashmish, doesn't check at all. Then in 2020, she checks once and finds dam right after Tashmish. Then she has another 60 bias and doesn't check at all. And then 2021, she checks once and finds dam right after Tashmish. She's now wrote dam after Tashmish. Because every time she doesn't check, we don't know if there was dam or not. So it doesn't exist. So it's three times in a row, wrote dam after Tashmish. That is a big chiddush. Keep in mind, like, that you say, why is that woman doing such weird things? Imagine this case. Karnav Chavos Das would be in big trouble. Once there was Tashmish in 2005, and the man found blood on his aver. That's once strike. And then they never thought anything of it and didn't do anything, and she didn't bother to, like, check herself after Tashmish to make sure she was clean. Again, in 2009, he finds blood in his aver once. Two strikes. And they don't make a big deal of it. And she never bothers to, like, check herself right after Tashmish to make sure she's clean or anything. And they move on with their life. And then 2015, I forget where up to, 2021, whatever, he finds blood in his aver after Tashmish. According to the Chabad Das, that's called three times in a row, and now they have to get divorced. Because she never showed that she was clean in between. Oh, you never noticed anything untoward in between? No, that doesn't count. To break this chazakah, you need in between to know she was clean. It's a big chumra of the Chabad Das. I can imagine that could happen, perhaps. And you and I would say it's coincidence. Right? That's not Rodam Achus Tashmish. Come on, it's 20 years. But the Chabad Das would say she's Rodam Achus Tashmish. And maybe she was Rodam the whole time and you didn't bother to check. Halacha L'mais in the Bade Shulchan quotes that all the other Achronim disagree with the Chabad Das on this. And they say no. They say, if in between, she didn't notice anything, and the whole night she didn't notice anything, and she was sort of obviously clean, then that breaks the three times in a row. And the three times in a row is only if it's mamish three times in a row. But if in between you just have normal life without checking, then that's good enough to break it up. So we do not paskin. This is basically true, but it's sifkat. Gimel says the Chabad Das that without bedika doesn't break up the three times, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that without bedika does break up the three times. Okay, and one last point before we ask something a little more fundamental, one last detail is continuing the Brisa. After three times, she divorced the first husband and marries the second. Has to and can marry a second husband. Says the Pesach Tshuva here in Sukkot Vav. Quoting the Noda Yehuda, Ayin Tshuva's Noda Yehuda. Here is a good question: is Ain Kol Ha'etzba'os Shavos? Right, not every man's aver. Not every man's aver is the same. Says the Noda Yehuda. He says a Chiddush here. He says, this is an interesting question. How much do we rely on Ain Kol Ha'etzba'os Shavos? We'll see later on. That would be a big machlokas. This would be the Noda Yehuda Shitase. Says the Noda Yehuda, but maybe all Ha'etzba'os are Shavos. Like, how do we know? How do we know she'll be okay with the second husband? So the Noda Yehuda says, really, it's a sfeika. Maybe the second husband's end will be different. Or maybe it's not Damnida in the first place. How can it not be Damnida in the first place? Because maybe it's not Damnida, it's only blood that's red that comes from the Makor. How do we, what's the Makor called in English? The womb or the uterus? The same thing. Only uterine blood. What if it is vaginal blood from the Tzadim? Now, the Tzadim, there's no menstruation in the Tzadim. It just means, you know, during Tashmish, the aver goes through the vaginal canal and rubs against the sides. And normally, that's not supposed to have any, not supposed to do anything bad. But it could be, maybe there's a cut or a sensitivity or something. And the aver and abrases a cut or makes a little cut, draws some blood from the sides. And maybe it's from the tzadim, which is totally innocent, confusing blood, but halakhically innocent blood. She says in the Yehuda, the real had to remarry his fake Seika, something stunning, and even if it's in the Makar, maybe it only happens with the first husband and the second husband, say, that's what will be different. Therefore, says in the Yehuda, that's only if there's a little blood. How much blood can come from the stud? A drop. Not that much can go wrong in that stunning. It's just like, you know, you can have a tiny little cut that could release a tiny little few drops of blood, which is medically not considered like a bad thing. It's just like life. But you can't have a lot of blood coming from the tzadim. Just not enough blood vessels. So says the Yehuda, if there was a lot of blood, then you know it's from the Makar, and then you have to be Machmer. We can't just rely on Ain Kol Ha'etzba'os Shavos. Okay, that's the Chumra of the Noda Yehuda. Okay, Halacha L'maisa, you know, we're going to assume that most this case won't come up if you'd ever do have a case of Rodam Achmas Tashmish, then it generally goes to the biggest post of the generation. We'll explain how we're really never going to have it, hopefully, in such cases. So we're not necessarily going to paskin whether we have to map like Nodi Huda with the Jumeko, but that's a Nodi Huda. He says, basically, the question is, ain't called both shovels. The more sense, why should you tear us the second argument? Because ain't called both shovels, says the Nodi Huda. There's another implicit sign there. It's only a Sveikzveika, maybe ain't called both shovels, and maybe it's from the Stadim. But if you lose one of those two sides of the Sveikzveika, then you are in trouble. That also matches what the Shach will say in Sif Gimel. Let's say she does a test, Bedika Shfoferes, that Bedika, right? And she discovers the damage from the Mokor after the first husband. Now she can't remarry. Because she knows the damage from the Mokor. There are other ways to say a Shach, but we'll get to it. Now, yeah.
In terms of this part of that, is that if women go down, let's say, 45 minutes later, that she also has to start doing this?
According to the Vayvid, yes.
What do we think about?
So then, what?
For us, she's Roadam,
Right, so if you did three Vedikas when you first got married, then you don't have to care about the Vayvid. But let's say you didn't do three Vedikas when you first got married. What?
When she's Roadam, doesn't she have to do Vedikas again?
No, that's I saw the Bnei Shulchan wrote, the Minig HaOlam is not like the Raavad. He says Minig HaOlam is to check three times when you first married and not like the Raavad.
Isn't that a lot like for Minig HaOlam?
No, because if you happen to notice three times when you're after you've been married for 5 years, that's a problem. And how do you happen to be noticed? Either she happens to notice or the husband finds what I'm saying, right? Not so crazy. You never know what strange, ways coincidentally she can notice. Okay. Just to review what Yehuda says, we see from this Chavos Das that, now again, this might depend on the machlokes in the Chavos Das and versus the Chassam Sofer, right? I don't know if the Chassam Sofer and the Crazy Place he would agree with this Chavos Das. Can I prove it? Not right this second. But anyway, yeah, what comes out of this Chavos Das is those who hold like the Raavad, meaning I think we mun of shas. You have to hold like one or the other. Can't be Mako Lagari. So those who are Mako like the Raavad will have to, I wouldn't say be Mako like the Raavad, meaning like you're just catching up. Those who are Mako like the Raavad and don't do three Bedikas when they're first married, if they find Dom after Tashmish, even 10 minutes after Tashmish, even half an hour after Tashmish, they have to do three Bedikos the next three times. Where to draw the line, you were just asking? What about 5 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours after Tashmish? Where would the Chavos Das draw the line? I'm not sure. That's a good question.
We say that you have to do the Chavos Das, that you have to keep the best until meeting that. So would you say that once you get to the next day, you have to switch?
It could be, here it gets a little tricky because it depends, when you look, right? What if she only looks in the morning because it's dark at night?
It's only shy of the Tashmish.
No, I'm saying, let's say she finds blood in her sheep in the morning when she wakes up, right? So would that be Bechlal, the Chavos Das is right? Not she knew it was clean then and found later. Right. She didn't check because it was dark. It could be a sure yes. All right, I want to double check. Okay, here in the first Pesachei Tshuva, I think we have a famous Chakira Garmach Lopsin, the Nodi Huda and the Chavos Das, about how to analyze the Shasha Romach was Tashmish. The Nodi Huda, based on a Tosos, says Romach was Tashmish is within the regular framework of Vestos. That's the Chakira. The Chakira is this a regular Vestos within the regular framework of Vestos? Clearly, it's similar to Vestos. Which way is similar to Vestos? You prove it three times, right? Clearly, you from Shor HaMuad, you learn Vestos three times, you learn Ramach Tashmish three times. It's similar to Vestos in some sense, in that it's proven after three times. But is it generally part of the framework of Vestos? Or no, it is a separate problem that you prove three times, because that's a rule of Kol HaTorah Kulo. That is not clear. the Novi Huda is very certain that this is in the regular frame of the Vestos. It's not any more matter or nakel or different in any way than regular Vestos. And the Chavos Da'as disagrees. In the end, the Chavos Da'as has a whole fancy schmancy aracha here. If you look, he starts off and says, I have 11 questions, and now I'm going to give you a lamdas that will answer all 11 questions, which is Tzvetim, like a brisker. He says, actually, there's two chashos. It could be a regular vesis like the Nuda, or it could be a special disease. A holy, not a vesis. And it does, from some acronym who don't necessarily discuss such clear lamdas analytic concepts, it sounds maybe like a just a holy. So let's ask the following question. Let's ask the following chakira. This is a couple to save time. You have to write it a lot of times. Is it a regular Vesas? Or is it a unique Holy? Or both? Meaning, Tzvetinim, there are two problems that could underlie Rav's Hashmish, which is the Chavos Da'as. This is the Nod of Yehuda. Okay, and we'll see. There's some acronyms who certainly sound like it's a unique code. What are some of the nafkaminas? So one of the nafkaminas, without getting too deep into Vestos, is the discussion of the specific Kuba Sukkot and Aleph. The Nod Yehuda comes out with a big Kuba. What does he say? He says, we didn't discuss this fully. But there's a big kula, the Gemara says. A veses that's externally induced by an action, what they call veses kfitza in halachic jargon, veses jumping, meaning anything induced by an action, is considered to be eino kavua even if it happens three times. It's considered eino kavua. So says the Yehuda, Rav Machmas Tashmish is only considered eino kavua because it's induced by an action. And if so, what? If so, then it's overridden by Vesas Kavua, because Kavua beats an Eino Kavua. Now, this gets into a lot of details that come up in the Kofni test. When does a Kavua eliminate an Eino Kavua, and when does it not? The Pesach writes here, well, you have to see what I say a little later, but says, no, the Yehuda B'Kiddush, if a woman is Kovea Vesas, that uproots Romach was Tashmish. This Kavua uproots Eino Kavua, so at least in that one case, meaning, let's say she's a Romach Hashmish three times, she has to get divorced for her husband. She says, you know what, let me think about it. She goes and lives in her own apartment for a while, and then gets her period on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Now she has a Vesas Kavua, the Vesas Kavua uproots the Eino Kavua, and now she can go back to her husband. That's the Kula of the Nod Yehuda in Sukkot Aleph Pesach Tshuva, skipping all of the details. And the Chavos Da'as says, Chalila, to rely on this, not true whatsoever. This is not just a regular Vesas. This is the Chash of a special disease. This special disease has nothing to do with your other Vestos. Not part of the normal framework of Vestos. It's a special disease. Just because you see every get your period every Rosh Chodesh doesn't mean that you don't have this disease anymore.
Why is this considered a Vesas Shehiyah?
Because any Vesas which is induced by an action is automatically considered Eino Kavua. Correct. Correct. Strangely enough. Now, you could have said to the Nehuda, no, that's only some actions, not this kind of action. But the Nehuda is willing to, you're right, he takes one step further. You could have said, no, not all Vestos caused by actions are related to Kavua. Only ones caused by jumping, because those are like far out kind of things. But ones caused by actions that have a known track record, like Tashmish or Mohammer, but he doesn't say that. Okay, so that's one nafkamina. Nafkamina kava veses kavua. says the Nodim Yehuda, Utra, now she's Luteris. She uprooted her own Machmas Tashmish, says the Chavos Das. No, Mo Utra says, what do you mean? So we don't only look at this as Beses. This is a unique disease. What does he call this unique disease? He gets the line from the story in Daf Samach Bav. There's a funny story, which we'll see a little later in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's like the hiccups. So a woman who had this problem came in front of Rebbe. He told the shamash, go scare her. When Boo scared her, a big clump of blood fell out of her, and she was cured. And then the same thing happened to Shmuel. And he told his shamash also go scare her, and a big clump of blood did not fall out of her. And he says, oh, forget it, this woman can't be cured. She's mamal of nofetzes. She's filling and pouring out. She just has this problem of filling with blood and pouring it out. So, says the Chavos Das, we see from here, there's a special disease called mamal of nofetzes, which is not like regular vestos. And just because you have a vestos doesn't mean you're cured of the disease of mamal of nofetzes. Okay, the Nodim Yehuda stretches this kula, and the Chavos Das says, Chalila, he doesn't rely on this kula. There are some other nafkaminas. Basically, all the other nafkaminas are going to be basically one yesod, which is, can anyone tell me, I think we learned this already, even though the main details are in 7 Kof Pei Tes, are there any women who are exempt from worrying about their vestos? Zakena? Milberes, Menika? Okay, the hiding, but okay, that's not going to be as useful for us, but you're right. What about, what's the halachic term for those people? Misulekas damin. Right, what about misulekos damin? Who don't have to worry about vestos. So what should the Nodim Yehuda say? The Nodim Yehuda should say, well, if a woman gets pregnant, let's say it happened to her three times, and by luck, the third time she got pregnant, so it happened to her three times, she's about to get divorced from her husband, right, like in Ushpizin. And as she's about to get divorced from her husband, she finds out she's pregnant. So, says Nodim Yehuda, now she doesn't have to get divorced. When she's pregnant, she doesn't have to keep vestos. Now she's okay. By the way, a good raya to the Nodim Yehuda is the beginning of Siman Kof Pei Vav, according to the Rif, which women have to check three times they're married to make sure they're not Romach Tashmish, a woman without a vestos kavua. Well, actually, if she's a Veskavu, we don't think she's Ramach Tashmish. That seems to imply that Ramach Tashmish, the time of Veses, is within the regular Vestos. If you don't have another Veses, we worry about it, right? That's a good writer for the Nuda. Anyway, what's another Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about Miss Abra? Or for that matter, his Kina, which is also discussed. Miss Abra. Oh, his Kina, she gets old, or she gets pregnant. So according to the Yehuda, she should be Muteris. Meaning, if she's old, she's good for the rest of her life. And if she's Miss Abra, she should be Muteris, at least until she finishes nursing the baby. Right? And that is what the Muteris, Lashamesh, Kolzman, Shehi Misulekes Domin. Right? Meaning, as long as she's Misulekes Domin, she can sleep with her husband. If the baby stops nursing and she, let's say, go in the old fashioned science, 24 months after childbirth, now she'll be back having to get divorced and being forbidden to her husband. But for the next, 31 months while she's pregnant, and let's say hoover, right? Going old-fashioned science. 6 months of pregnancy, from 3 to 9, and 24 months of nursing. Okay, great. For 30 months, she can now be with her husband whenever she wants and doesn't have to worry about it because she doesn't have to keep vestos when she is nursing or pregnant. And that is what the Nodim Yehuda says in the Pisvei Tshuvas. There are very long Pisvei Tshuvas here. Achim Tshuvas Nodim Yehuda, I'm going the wrong order. He said that if she got pregnant, then As long as once she's a hooker umbra, she's muteris kol yimei hibura umei nikta. And guess who he quotes as disagreeing with in Oy Yehuda? Kabbas das, even if she's pregnant, she's still a sura. Because, what do you mean, vestos? This is a special disease called malabinofetsis. Being pregnant doesn't cure this disease. Exactly. When would the more radical possibility, right? Let's just give Pisvei Tshuvas of Katan, right? Pisvei Tshuvas of Katan. Your red equals Pisvei Tshuva Sif Katan blank. This is Sif Katan Aleph. This is Sif Katan Hey. Is the case of this Abra. There's also Pisvei Tshuva about getting old. One second. Let me see if I remember where that was. It wasn't in the exact same one. That was in Sukkot and Zion. And here, he has some different names. But here he has the... Okay, and the Zakena is Gun Zion. There he has some different names. His Kina is in Gun Zion. But as Yehuda points out, there's a flip side. Can she uproot her Roma Achmas Tashmish when she is pregnant or nursing, right? Now, here it gets a little tricky because we always, like in the Gemara, we prefer to have nafkaminas. We prefer to have nafkaminas without a veiros if possible. So, what's a very clever idea you can have? Let's say a woman's ramach was tashmish and pregnant. Right? Three times in a row, the third time she got pregnant. So, what could she do? Okay, here she could rely on the din, not the minhag. The minhag is that I hate to say this in a disrespectful way, the minhag is that we erase the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Okay, perhaps I'll say that nicer. The minhag is that we don't take advantage of the halachic heterim, which the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Right? What does the Torah say in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh? We'll see this later. There's something called Dam Tohar. Right? Shloshim yom shloshim yom teshev ben mei tara v'shishim yom sheshim yom teshev ben mei tara. From days 8 to 40 after having a boy, or from days 15 to 80 after having a girl, a woman is ben mei tara. She can't go to the mikdash. That's a separate inyan. She can't even eat truma. That's a separate inyan, not for nowadays. But Dmei Tara means even if she bleeds Damnida, she is muteris to her husband, and she is considered Tahora, that for any Taro she touches, or Mice or Shani, or things like that, you know, for any human purposes. Basically, she has like a get out of jail free card for this 33 or 66 days. Dmei Tara. Dam Tor. Nowadays, we're in no way not to take advantage of that din of the Torah and to be metame that dam. Okay, why is not 100% clear? I don't mean nowadays, like, you know, since, you know, the time of the Chasam Sofer. I mean, you know, really since the time of the early Rishon. For almost 1,000 years. And maybe longer than that in some countries. But I think for really, a good, already 700 years by now, in all countries, we've been known to matter. Okay, but that's not our sugya now. Here's the einfal. A woman is ramach mustashbis. What should she do? She should wait till her yumei tohar. Then actually, it's not an aveira to sleep with her husband when she's a nida. Because she can be, hey, it's against the minhag. Okay, the minhag wasn't meant to apply just like this. She should wait till you make Tohar and then sleep with her husband and then see if she's clean. And if she's clean, then that proves she's cured. Right? Good chak. Meaning, if she keeps bleeding, you make Tohar. during Tashmish, it's not the end of the world because that blood's really okay anyway. And if she doesn't bleed during Tashmish Etar, that proves she's cured. That is the discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva. Sifkatan Zayin, meaning the second half of Sifkatan Zayin, says the Sidrei Taran, the crazy placing, that if she sees three times during Tashmish and got pregnant, you get all these funny nafkaminas. I'll get back to your point also. You get all these funny nafkaminas. She can. Your nafkamina is also true. Maybe I should have started with it. Okay, Lo Mishaneh. She can be Mishamish during her. She can be Mishamish. Maybe during her you make the Dam Tor days, and then during her Yemei Torah days, and then she'll be okay. She'll prove she's okay. Says the Noni Yehuda, no, that won't help at all because there's no Vestos during Yemei Torah. She's a Muberis, and you can't be Ochre Vestos when you're a Muberis. So what another Nafkamina is Akira Al Yedei Tashmish Bimei Tohar, which is part of being a Muberis, says the Noda Behuda that it doesn't help. It's not Oker, the Romach was Tashmish, that's the Noda Behuda. However, the Sidrei Taran, the Pesu place, he says it is Oker. This is in Sifkatan Zayin, I said. Sorry. Second. Sifkatan Zayin, they say, that it's okay, Romach was Tashmish. Okay, they think it's a disease. And what they say is, we paskin mayan echadu. We paskin that the blood of Yemei Tohar is the same kind of blood as other days. It's just halachically permitted. It's not like a different gland. It's the same. So therefore, this proves she's cured. No, he says, don't think she's cured because you can't have Rudabeses during the time when she is Mesulekes Damim. Later on in the Pesachei Tshuva, a little later in our Se'if, in Tes Zayin, he has a little case of the Chavos Das about a different case. What's this other case? What about, or really also Sifches, Bedikas Shfoferes? Okay, we haven't gotten to Bedikas Shfoferes yet, but Bedikas Shfoferes basically means she just puts in a piece of metal the size of an aver, and puts a Q-tip through it, the size of a neighbor, puts a Q-tip through it, you know, touches the top of it, all the way inside with the Q-tip and sees if there's blood. And if there's no blood, then she proves that she is okay. Exactly why we will get to Mir Tashem. But, says the Notami Huda, not surprisingly, what if she does her Bdikas Shfoferes when she's pregnant? Doesn't help. Because just because she's proved that she's cured when she's pregnant doesn't mean anything because you can't uproot a Vesses during the time of Mesulekes Damim. That's Sifkat Chest. And in Sifkat Tes Zayin, he brings down the exact same thing in the name of the Chavos Das. Why? Because remember, Chavos Das says Sveikinim, so he's machmer both ways. So similarly, Nafkamina, what we call the Dikas Shoferes, Bimei Ibura, how about Bdikas Shfoferes when she's pregnant? Can she do this artificial test to prove that she's cured when she's pregnant? So the answer is that depends who you ask. For sure not. This is Sifkatan Ches and Sifkatan Tes Zayin. The Noda Yehuda would say, nope, doesn't help. And the Chavos Das also says it doesn't help because he wants to be machmer both ways. Of course, I would think that, I can't prove it, but I would assume the Sidrei Taran, the crazy place, you would say it does help. So if you just look at it only as a separate disease, then if you prove it, it's nothing without pregnant you are, and look forward, it would help, right? One second. Yes, you do.
She became, meaning she was brought back to the statue, and then she did the deep cut during while she was moving Paris. So with all that is, at least when she's moving, and it was clean. So when she's moving Paris, she's over.
Yes. The Modern Shah Yehuda says that if she checked herself when she the Piskachu actually says that to Sai. If she checked herself and came out clean when she moved Paris, the Modern Shah, she can sleep with her husband as long as she's pregnant to nurse him. Because according to one side, she's totally cured. And according to Yehuda, it's always there's always a heter pregnant to nurse him. Correct. The Modern Shah, she'd buy herself a couple years.
But so if we did that, could we then kind of be made go by doing IVF?
Theoretically, yes. But Lemaisa, I don't think that we really get to that situation. Now, it doesn't come up. We don't, that type of dire situation doesn't come up nowadays, but yes, I agree 100%. I agree 100%, but I think we try to have a easier resolution than that. Okay, so that's the famous Hakira of the Nodugun, the Chabas Das. Really, if you want to look inside the Chabas Das and hold copy, it's very, very complex and very, very brilliant. He tries to answer a lot of kashas based on taking both sides of this Hakira. But you see, basically most of his Chichubas here are probably just trying to tease out enough minas of this Hakira. Okay, so much for Seif Aleph. If there's any other questions on Seif Aleph, if not, then we will go by DERF, and at some point we'll sort of explain like what we do nowadays, but maybe not yet. We don't do Sif Beis nowadays. But Sif Beis. Ketzav Odekes, what's this bedika to check, right? If she's really Ramach Sasha, if she's desperate, right? Three Tashbashes with three husbands, total of nine Tashbashes. Now she's been Mukhsad for all men in the world. She's going to be good for the rest of her life. Her only hope is this bedika. What is this bedika? She takes a tube of lead. The post can write to be any metal. Why is metal better than wood? Because metal is smooth. And wood is not always so smooth. This is formica, that's right, smooth. But real wood is not 100% smooth. And you polish it, you sand it, whatever, but it's grown not smooth. And the problem is, if she puts in wood, it will just scratch her. And then she'll have blood, and the whole experiment will be silly. Metal is smooth. The edge of the metal is very, very sharp and cuts everyone. No problem, you don't need modern technology. Even in the old days, they knew how to have a metal tube, and the top of the metal tube was folded in. So therefore, it can't cut anything. Right, okay. Even in the old days, they knew how to make a metal tube that wouldn't cut anything. The edge was just folded in. Okay, so you take that metal tube, that's what Pia Rotzel Fatoto means. You put inside it a stick with a little bit of fuzz of cloth at the end, which is what we call a Q-tip. Right? You take a hollow tube and a Q-tip. You put the hollow tube in Osamako, like Tashmish. On Moksha Shamash Dash until the place where the man's Aver reaches during Tashmish. And then you stick in the tube, the Q-tip. What's the half of the tube in the Q-tip? What you want to tell is, the main thing you want to tell, is this blood from the Makor or from the Tzadim? Right? Now it's very hard to tell because the man put in his Aver. Let's say the man finds his Aver afterwards. There's no way of knowing it's from the Tzadim or the Makor. You know, wherever. You can't look at what part of his ether it's on. It gets moved around. If you just put in a stam regular tube, then you won't know if the blood was from the tzadim or from the makor. It could be anywhere. But if you do this experiment, then you put in the hollow tube and you put in the Q-tip, and only the Q-tip touches the makor. So if, and then obviously you pull out the Q-tip first. If there's blood at the end of the Q-tip, you know it has nothing to do with the tzadim. It's from the makor. And she's in trouble. If there's blood, if there's no blood on the Q-tip, and there's blood on the side of the shloferes, of the tube, then you know that that blood is from the tzadim. And she is, okay. Here there is a little bit of a, well, let's finish it up. Nimta damal rosha v'adushim and amachar rasur. If you find blood on the tap of the Q-tip, you know it can't come from the tzad. It came from the bachur. And she's now a surah forever, and it's very unfortunate. V'im lav, if not, yadushim and that's starting the turn. Then you know the damage that started, and she is okay. V'af is man hazeh, yesh lismach b'dikazo. Even nowadays, we so make on this b'dika, the chiddush of the Rambam was really, because there was some Rishon. Smart Rishon. Who says, we're not making this test nowadays. But the Rambam says, even we Ashkenazim, we normally like to latch on to people say we're not Bikiyim. No, we admit we're Bikiyim in this test nowadays. Maybe part of the reason is because, you know, you don't want a woman to be an Aguna. Which is what would happen if we didn't know how to do this test. Now, there's one technical issue that comes up. Okay, first of all, there's an interesting shach of cutting. You had one technical point. How do you know she put it in? Ad mokum shasham shdash. Says, well, we trust her based on her feeling, and we go with that, right? You don't need to like have a scientific proof that she put it in far enough. We trust her based on her, on what it seems like, on what it seems like to her. The other issue is discussed in the Pesach Tshuva Sifkat and Tezayin. Is it Tezayin? Yes. Here is an interesting question. Let's say she finds Dam on the sides of the Shmoferis. Now, if you think about it, she finds Dam on the sides of the Shmoferis. What does that seem to prove? That it came because of the Tashmish of the Tzadim. Basically, whenever anything goes inside, it scratches the Tzadim and makes Dam. There's another possible explanation. What's the other possible explanation? The Dam was there beforehand. She menstruated 5 minutes ago. The Dam left the marker. It was dripping down the Tzadim. And when you put in the Shmoferis, you caught it in the Tzadim. That's also a possibility, right? That wouldn't be Dam Machmas Tashmish. She still would be a Ro Machmas Tashmish because beforehand is coincidence. What's the Nafkamina? Let us, hold on. Who's our official? We need an official photographer. Liam, are you the official photographer? Oh, we can have a new official photographer. No. I mean, theoretically it could, right? But
this is the Zoom.
Yes. This is Ben Atwood. You have to meet Ben Atwood. Okay, try to, hold on. Let me give you the tips. Okay. First of all, come on this side because glare comes in the window and then it bounces this way. But if you're this way, you don't get glare. And try and like use your fingers, zoom in to get the board. Yes. Zooming in to get the board is not a chiddush. The chiddush is you have to go on that side so you don't get the glare from the window. I learned that with much more trial and effort than I should have needed. Trial and error than I should have needed. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. And then WhatsApp to me, please.
Sure.
Okay, you have my WhatsApp?
Not yet.
Okay. You'll figure it out, yes. You can also email. Print it out on a color printer, send it with the pigeon, and I will scan it. Now.
It might not be the same quality.
Oh, that's true. All right. Probably depends on the pigeon. Anyway, let's figure out what are the possibilities here, right? What are the three possibilities? One case is worst, terrible, terrible case. Matza dam al rosho. You find dam on the Q-tip. That is very, very bad. What that means is that proves tashmish, that you find Dom during Tashmish. Oh, maybe coincidentally it was coming to the Mucker Nux this experiment. Okay, after three times, that's not available. It's not a coincidence anymore. Right, so here, what does this prove? That she is a Roa Machmas Tashmish Min Ha Mucker. And that is very bad. Now she's a Sura forever. Yes.
Why assume that this is equivalent to passion?
Good question. Why do we assume this is equivalent to Tashmish? I would say this. We'll get to a machlokas whether we assume it's equivalent to Tashmish. But in this case, I'm going to have an easy time answering you. Every time there's Tashmish, it makes blood. When you do this, it makes blood. So obviously, it's equivalent.
I mean, the just general process.
So, look, I'm not ready to answer that question for another 4 minutes. Next case. Matzah. Dam al stodei hashvoferis. You find on the sides. There are actually two possible explanations. One is sort of more logical, but one is also possible. What are the two possible explanations? Either maybe she's a raw dam machbis tashmish min hatzdanim, which is a really pretty innocent thing, because if every time there's tashmish, it just makes a cut in the tzad and she bleeds. That's not damida. That's the same as scratching her finger. And then she's fine.
And not be this in the future.
No.
So not need a...
No, that proves that whenever she engages in tashmish, she gets blood from a cut that comes out and it's perfectly innocent.
Never chosesh ever again.
We're never chosesh ever again. Now, just to be fair, you know, if all once during Tashmish she finds a lot of blood, it's a scientific fact. You can't have that much blood coming from the stud. That would be a different story. Okay, but let's assume that's not going to be the case. However, there's another possibility. This is the more likely possibility. Why? Because three times with her husband she found Dam. Now with Ishvokera she finds Dam. Mestava, it's the same thing. However, there is another possibility, even if it's a little far out, which is that Coincidentally, there she had bled Dam Nida and it dripped down to the Tzadim. Obviously, Dam Nida also goes to the Tzadim on its way out. So maybe she happened to catch Dam Nida from having to be in Nida 5 minutes ago. What's the nafgamina? Either way, she's not a sewer to all people forever. Because either way, she's not Roma Machmas Tashmish. And it's button that's not real Roma Machmas Tashmish. And if it's coincidence, that's not real Roma Machmas Tashmish. What's the nafgamina? Nafgamina is, in this case, she is Tehora now and Muteres. And Teres Lakol. She is, technically, she's not in Teres to go back to one of her first two husbands, because of technical skipping zeros. They just didn't want any shash that got close, so they said she'd never go back to her first two husbands. But she's Tehora now and Teres Lakol. In this case, for reasons that she is Asura now. Because after all, 5 minutes ago, she coincidentally had some Damnida. She is Asuras now, but Muteres Lakol for the rest of her life. She's just a Nida right now until she counts Shiva Nikiyam. Right? She is, let's just say, Nida now. Muteres Lakol in general. Yeah?
How is this not?
I'll answer that in 4 minutes also. Okay. Yehuda, it's not to her based on, that was silly. It's not to her based on what's written on the board under Roman numeral 3.
You mentioned earlier that there's a significant difference as far as amount of blood from the studim and from
actual. Yeah, but that's only one way. The studim has to be a little. Actual damnida could be a little or a lot. Okay. Now, the question is, are we choshesh? Not like for a whole life. Like for a whole life, she's okay. But are we choshesh right now? She has to come to the camp and go to the mikvah because she found blood. Are we choshesh for this coincidental possibility? Or are we someif that no, it's a pattern. Three times it had to do with tashmish. This time also has to do with tashmish. And Glen Milsa, all four times, three with the husband and one with the medika, it had to do with tashmish and study. You and I would have leaned this way just because you want to make a pattern. So basically, Tshuva discusses this in Sifkatan. Sifkatan Tes Zayin. In 1 second. Says the Nodi Hud to Chavasda, sorry, you need Shiva Nakiyim after finding the dam and the tzadim of the Shmo Feres. And he quotes and Sifkatan, 1 second. Where was this? Yeah, okay, fine, we'll get to that. We'll get to Yadalid in a in a moment. Okay, so says the Chavos Das here, he's Machmir. He says that nope, we are Choshesh, maybe it was just coincidental Lita blood. We're not 100% willing to be summit on this pattern. And in Sekhan Design, he's Machmir. He says she needs Shivanakiyim. And then he quotes earlier that the note of Yehuda was Masopic about this. Right? The Dam Shinims of Sadish Mopharis, he's Sopic then. So, are we Choshesh? Basically, this is the Achra of the Chavos Das. In the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Tesayin says we are choshesh for this, even though it's a bit of a coincidence. But we're choshesh for it. She needs Shiva Nikim. She needs to go to the mikvah this once. And he calls it the Nod Yehuda. Nistapik. In Tzrichim Lach Chosh. You know, basically, you know, Chavos Das says maybe it was coincidental lidah blood. The Nod Yehuda wasn't sure whether we suspect maybe it was coincidental lidah blood, but Chavos Das was the Hula. Nod Yehuda wasn't sure. Lamaisa, we'd be machmir. We don't really do the Nikos Flaferis nowadays. If we did, we'd be machmir that we would be choshesh for coincidental Nida blood. She'd still be okay for the rest of her life, but she'd have to go to the mikvah right now. Okay, now here's the interesting part, right? Yehuda's been waiting for the interesting part, which is there's a third possibility. What's the third possibility? She didn't find any blood. What if she doesn't find any blood? Right? That's a little tricky. If she finds on the sides, then it proves it's the sides. Okay, maybe it comes off a little machmir just to make it go to the mikvah once, just in case of coincidence. But basically, we would all thought it proves it's the sides. What if she finds nothing? What about number three? Lo matzah dam klal. What if she finds nothing? That is a very valid question. So, what's based on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is basically Lashon of the Rambam, which is basically Lashon of the Gemara. What would you think if she doesn't find dam at all? What if she doesn't find dam at all? The medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, what would you say? If she doesn't find dam at all?
It's fine. In a lot of the Yiddish,
in the 7, that
Dafkulin found dam on
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that says, im nitsa dam on Rosh Hashanah. The imlav means you don't find dam on Rosh Hashanah. Could be you find in the tzadim. Or it could be you don't find at all. It really sounds from the Shulchan Aruch, like in Lav, if you don't find at all, she's Muteris, says the Shach. Masud and lo nimsa ala moch, bein she nimsa tzadei shmoferis, bein she lo nimsa alav klal, Muteris. Either way is Muteris. Chein mashmi divrei ha-poskim, chein kosav ha-bach. Okay. That's the he's part of the Bach. He's agreeing with the Bach. in the name of the poskim. So it sounds like, I don't know what you and I would have said. What would I have said? I would have said the experiment failed. You haven't proven anything. So if you haven't proven anything, it's like you didn't do anything, and she's a surah. But the poskim all seem to agree. I mean, the Dag HaOmer Vav is a little skeptical about it. But in the end, he also agrees, fundamentally. That's Muteris, for some reason. Says the poskim, she is Muteris. The question is why? What have we proven that makes her Muteris? We would have thought we've proven nothing, right? Why? What have we proven? We haven't proven anything. So, what's one possibility? One possibility is it breaks the chazak. I mean, until now she was wrong, was hashmish, but now she can't do a fourth hashmish because she's not allowed to, right? But she does a fourth kind of hashmish-like thing that she's allowed to do with shoferes, and if there's no blood, that proves that she's cured, right? It proves she's cured. She's no longer, she used to be wrong after Tashmish, but now she broke it. Even though I'm not sure any of us would have said that Mismara, the Darkei Moshe quotes this. Give me a second. The Darkei Moshe quotes this, my Gos, my Manios. The Shaf also quotes it. Kenu Bechuvus, my Manios, Peregdal, my Homsuri Bia, Beshem Ritzba, Dafilu Badka, Atsuli Shoshu, Motadam Klau, Muteris, Dilma Nisrapa, because maybe she was cured. Okay, so one possibility is, right, proves that she was Nisrapa. This is assuming we really think this is like a Bia. That's a big assumption. We're so convinced it's like a Bia that we think that she was Nisrapa. You and I might not have said this on our own, but that's what the Hagos Maimonides is quotes in the Rizba, the Darkei Moshe quotes him, the Shach quotes him, the Sidrei Tara quotes him, the Dag HaOmer Vav quotes him. Right, it all starts at the Hagos Maimonides. B'shem Ritzba, and the Shach, and the Dag HaOmer Vav, and the Sidrei Tara all quote this. Beautiful.
This is the Svara. We know that the 15 attack to say that she cannot go on Apple's cat, which is meaning a big three people. Shouldn't she need to go three times?
No, because we must Shach. According to the Novi Yehuda, if you look at it as a Veses, he says it's only like a Veses Sheina Kavula, so once is enough to uproot it. And if you look at it as not Vestos, as just like a disease, then once it's cured, it's cured. Because she could have bled Kumin. Because it's like this. She could not have anything wrong with her, just coincidentally bled during Tashmish. Statistically.
No, I'm saying once she's clean once, though, mm-hmm. She shouldn't need to do any more deepness. Meaning in the first three deepness, we say that she has to be
that
three times. But if she's clean on the first one, she should be
tahor, right? You have to say just a chumrah, you have to say just a chumrah that the Rabbanim were talking to be extra clear, right? Okay, that is one shot. However, both shots are going to be a little tachak. What's the other possibility? I'm not sure you think of the other possibility on your own unless you noticed it in the The other possibility is, well, what's the only other thing that you could prove that would make her Muteris, as strange as it sounds? If you prove what would she be Muteris? If you prove that the last three times she saw blood, it was Minat Sada. It proves that she is Romach Mastashmish Minat Sada. Now, this sounds ridiculous because she didn't find any blood. How would that prove the last three times of Netzvadim? But look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is not just the Mechaber woke up one morning and decided to use a certain formulation. It is exactly the Lashon of the Gemara, the Brisa. V'im lav v'yadu ha'shum v'netzvadim. That's actually what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'im lav v'yadu ha'shum v'netzvadim. You could say lav davka. He means that in love, in some cases, if you find on the side, it's Minat Sadim, and if you don't find anything, she's Misrapa. But the lush of the Mechaber is, if it's not on top, meaning it's either on the sides or there's no blood, that proves it's Minat Sadim. And that's lush in the Gemara. And the Chavos Das actually thinks that this is true. says the Chabas Dask, Alpi Lashon HaBraisa / Lishonim / Shulchan Aruch. Right? In Lab Yadushim and Etzadim. How could that be? So he says, because Chazal knew one fact. What one fact did they know? They knew this. Is a Shvoferes like Tashmish or not like Tashmish? Okay, Chavos Das really makes it a little more complicated in this world, Sweetin, if you look inside, but just to the salient point for us. Is a Shvoferes like Tashmish or not? So he says, you know what? As far as the Mokor, it's like Tashmish. If something going in causes the Mokor to bleed, the Shvoferes will also cause the Mokor to bleed, even though it's not a person. But as far as the tzadim, it's not. Because the tzadim is scratching. Metal is not the same as an aver of a man. You know, they're not the same in many ways. But I guess one of the ways is that the metal is smoother somehow. So therefore, he says very simple. He says, legabe mokor, shvoferes and aver are the same. Legabe tzadim, shvoferes does not have the power of an aver. Therefore, if the shofaris went in and there was no blood, that proves that the blood was never from the mukkers, from the tzadim. Let me just put this on the board. What's the svara? What's the svara? Svara is that shofaris is equal to an aver. Therefore, if the shofaris doesn't cause blood for the first day, aver won't cause blood. Ah, it caused blood before. And she must be cured. What's the svara? The svara is that the shvoferes stimulates the makor just like an aver does. But, again, I'm not saying I would have thought this on my own scientifically. But okay, he's trying to think deep much more. But shvoferes does not scratch the tzadim like the aver does. Therefore, if the shofaris goes in and there's no blood, it can't be from the mukher. So if it's from the mukher, the shofaris would have stimulated the mukher just as much. It must be from the tzadim, and that's why it didn't come out through shofaris, because shofaris doesn't scratch the tzadim. Right? It's just like Milsa. The aver brought it out either from the mukher or from the tzadim. The shofaris, if it was from the mukher, the shofaris also would have made blood. If it was from the tzadim, the shofaris wouldn't make blood. If it doesn't make blood, that proves that the blood was from the tzadim. That is the shita of the Chavos Das. This is all discussed in the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat. Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, really Tes Vav. The Piskei Tshuva Tes Vav. What's an afkamina? Exactly. The nafkamina is very pashut. Nafkamina is rasa acharkach b'shas tashmish. If you say there's a proof she was cured, then if she sees later on b'shas tashmish, then it proves that she's not cured. Or the disease came back, at least. Right? Then she is asura. Because she's not Nisrapa. What do you mean? She still is the problem. But if you say it proves it was from the tzadim, now she's good forever. She's Muteris. Because we've now proved that any dam that comes is from the tzadim. Tzadim dam is not a problem. Oh, we get back to this. Some folks who say tzadim dam, we might be machber, but maybe coincidentally it was there beforehand. But it's at the very least not a problem of roa. Machmas Tashmish. That is this Ketubah Tesvav, a machlokas here. What does it say here? Chavos Das says, what should the Chavos Das says? Muteris, no problem. This is the opinion of the Chavos Das. That's exactly the whole point. However, he quotes the Sidrei Tara, says that she is Asura. And then he goes on, he says, Nabi Yehuda says, this is Eskechuva, Sifkat and Tesvav. The Nabi Yehuda says that she's Asura, but Rav Chaim Sanzer, I don't know if that's the different Chaim or Chaim Sanzer, or this is too early. But okay, Rav Chaim Sanzer, who's quoted in these poskim, says that it's Muteris like Chavos Das. Kitzur, this is a big unresolved focus. If you don't find anything on Shoferis, what does that prove? You know, we're not sure. But everyone agrees with this diuk that, or everyone we've seen agrees with this diuk that she is Muteris. This is a machlokas one, because that's what it sounds like. From the Bryce, the Chavos Das takes the lashon of the Bryce and the Shulchan Aruch literally. And the Hagos Harmonius doesn't take it so literally. He says, no, he's Muteris, but not always because of Sodom, maybe because she is healed. That's a Machlok Rishon and Sif Gimel. That's a Machlok Rishon and Sif Gimel. It's a good question. Okay, I'll just want to mention one last. One last Indian, which will tie into Yehuda's question, and maybe we won't go back to every, there are more details, obviously, in that quote, but that is good enough. And again, you know, I haven't done scientific research to check out all these, to check out, you know, all these assumptions. We'll just see, hope that it works out, however it works out. Devakasha, why not say, in Kolotzbo Shavos. Why not say, the Etzvos Shoferis is not the same as the husband's Etzva? So the Etzva the Shoferis doesn't cause her to bleed. But the husband's Etzva would cause her to bleed. I mean, especially like in Kolotzbo Shavos of like, you know, I don't know, Tom and Jack and whatever, Nela. In Kolotzbo Shavos of like a person and the Shoferis seems like a good start to us. You know, it's very, very different. So why not say incorrigible shuffles? So here, because there's one Dung Rav about this, maybe we'll just summarize. Like, how can we be makel based on shuffles? Why not just say we have no right to be makel incorrigible shuffles? That was a shuffles. That has nothing to do with the people. How can we be makel? By the shoferes, if ein kol ha'etzvos shavos? Good question. Says the Taz, quoting the Beis Yosef, and actually it's very, very fascinating. You read the Dabba Mababa here. You see a good example of how to write halacha, at least if you're a gadol. He says, here's my whole shita. And then I saw the Taz, quoting the Beis Yosef, that okay, this comes from Sinai, it's Beis Yosef, I can't argue. Obviously, it's the Taz and Beis Yosef. And then he goes on to say, but, you know, I have a lot of proofs against them that they're wrong and we don't possibly have it. Okay, shows their proper respect, and then disproves them. What does the Taz and Beis Yosef say? They say, Omrim, Ein Kol Ha'etzibaos, Shavos, Rak the kula the lo lechora. We only use that principle to be makel, not to be machir. So to be makel, when we makel, if she is divorced from the first husband, she can marry the second one because not all it's bobos or shovels. But if she passes the shoferis test, she's okay because all it's bobos are shovels. Okay, that goes against normal halacha. Usually, sometimes we're machir both ways, right? We're never allowed to be safe. Only the kula and chumra. So he says, why? Because a row of women are not row machmas tashmish. So the row of women are not row machmas tashmish means that we can be makel both ways. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef and the Taz. The Bach says a different shot. Now these two pshatim really depend on on these different shatim. So here says the Bach. He says, ah, it depends. Here it's going to get a little tricky, I admit. It's going to get a little tricky because you have to make some assumptions. But he says, call etzbos are shavos legabe dam hamokor. The einot shavos legabe dam studim. He says, really, call etzbos are shavos. All etzbos, whether it's tashfish or shoferes, will get the same blood from the mokor or not. So why are we make elfloder marry second class bid? Because maybe the dam is from the tzadim. Why don't we say, well, he'll also get down from the sun and back to square one? No, maybe he won't get down from the tzadim. Legabe the tzadim, all the tzvos are not shovels. But legabe mokor it is. So if we've proven there's no down from the mokor, there's no down from the mokor for anyone. And the third shot is the dog on Rafa. And he says, what Yehuda was thinking. He says, you know what? When does the Brisa say that you can use a shoferes after three husbands? He says, ah, it's only matter after three husbands. Why? Because after three husbands, what have we proved? That call us both shavos. After one husband, ain't call us both shavos. After two husbands, ain't call us both. After three husbands, we prove that all etzbos are shavos for her. And that's why we can use this bedikas shoferes. So now technically it makes it a little more complicated because if you find blood on the side, that's matter even after one husband, because that proves it from the start. But nobody could is not involved to prove she's Miss Rappa. So he says, Achar Baal Shlishi Muchach the Kalha it's Baal Shavos. After the third Baal, now we've proven all etzbos are shavos, and now we can use bedikas shoferes. But after one Baal, bedikas shoferes won't necessarily help. That is the chiddush of the Yehuda, and we'll come back to that.
Isn't that totally on the understanding of the gospel sides not being blessed? The word was inside. Then with shofer, what cause that? That's the word that we're.
Second, I know this gets a little complicated. I'm trying to follow what you just said. When the Dugan Merbaba said, after the first husband, all its votes are not shuffles. The second husband, all its votes are not shuffles. After the third husband, now all its votes are shuffles because three proves everything.
We're not seeing any blood. So...
And therefore, if you don't see blood with this, she must be cured, and you won't see blood with the person either.
Maybe that might ask you, we're only passing that side of this. Was that right? In the... Whether or not you see whether the metal causes the size to bleed or not. But if you say metal causes the size, doesn't cause the size to bleed, the neighbor does, and you're not seeing any blood, now it's not shown.
No. Now that we've proved all etzbos are shavos, then this proves that it's from the blood. And the truth is, I think this dog my brother could work according to the other side also.
So he not hold of the eighth husband now?
Ah, so what he would say is that after the first husband, if it comes out clean, it doesn't help. Correct. If it comes out clean after the first husband, it doesn't help you. That's his chiddush. That's what this long dog in Rebbe is about. Halacha l'maisa, I think we pass like Vizios Taz again. It doesn't really come up l'maisa. But I think we pass like Vizios Taz if we had to choose, just because they're more authority, you know, more important to quote them.
Stan, how can we do this bedika with the shoferes? I mean, why don't we say that the reason why she saw down during her hash was just more like this hormone to like the experience?
That is a great question.
Meaning,
I hinted at that, but you know, now you're putting it on the table. Which is, forget about exactly, it's both shovels, this guy, that guy, you know, but maybe that has to do with the hormones of the experience of Tashmish, which has nothing to do with a bedika with a medical test with a bedika shoferes. So how does that prove anything? How does that prove anything? L'maisa, it's a good question.
Okay.
1 second. Lamais, it's a good question. One answer might be that, no, because I just didn't think that. You think it's a good svara. And I also would have thought it's a good svara. Chazal didn't think that. Chazal think it was just purely physical. And nothing with the hormones of Tashmish. It was just purely the physical aspect of Tashmish. Which could be, meaning scientifically, I really have no right to an intuition. You know, could the hormones, the excitement, and the what they call chimud, Lashon Chazal of Tashmish, cause bleeding? Maybe. Could the physical, feeling of something inside cause bleeding? Maybe. I don't really have a great intuition. So maybe Chazal just had the opposite intuition. That you have. The Chavos Das, I think, wants to say, like, that depends on how you look at it. If you look at it as a Veses, then maybe it should be because of the feelings. If you look at it as the special disease, then it's just the physical something being there causes the dam to come out. And therefore, he wants to say that the way that the Shvoferis is mater her is... even though it could be, so basically what he says is he's masochic, right? Maybe it's because of that's the most compromised. Maybe it's just something physical makes her bleed. Maybe it's because of the experience of Tashmish. And therefore, it's a misafik, misafik, because if it's a special disease, then it doesn't depend on the emotions and we've proven she's okay. If it's a Veses, then it does depend on the emotion. Maybe she's not okay, but it's Vesto, so I grew up on. And it's only suffix, whether it's emotions or physical. Therefore, and if the emotions only grew up on, suffix grew up on with Kula. So that's how he gets out of it, but basically it's the same direction. He's just trying to be a little fancier. Instead of saying, Chazal, we're sure it's not because of the emotions, saying they're suffix from the emotions, but we're making only suffix. But basically, it's a very good question. And it's the kind of question that I guess is not really an answer to. The answer is that I guess they just had a different intuition than Feigl has. And Feigl will admit that our intuitions are just speculation. We don't really have a grounded intuition about these things, meaning maybe if we were, endocrinologists or whoever's in charge of these things, reproductive endocrinologists, we could have a grounded intuition. I don't know, you have to ask one. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, it is a very good point, and that's basically what comes up to here. We're saying the first thing, behavior, meaning it doesn't depend on emotions. And what here we're saying is that it's not like for Stuttgart, but for Walker, it's like behavior, which also means it doesn't depend on emotions. Basically, we're committing ourselves, the Chazal means it depends on emotions, the Chavos Das, at most compromise says, Chazal said it might not depend on emotions, so we can be Mekel, the Mokum Suffolk drop on him. The way he does that is cleverly by putting emotions on the side of Vestos and non-emotions on the side of special disease, unique disease, and unique disease is the rice, but Vestos are only drabana. It's not, I guess their intuition is different than our intuition. I'll just have to leave it at that. I don't have anything more clever than that to say.
And the means it's over with the diet suggests that probably the woman seems twice that they have actually.
I'm not sure if that would break it. Okay, what we should do is an Eitzah Tov. It's already late now. We'll discuss next time. Okay. To be continued. Be'ezer Hashem. Cool. Okay, I'm
obviously, if anyone has more questions, feel free to ask. If not, we've already been in this room for a long time.
Thank you, Rabbi Nash.
You're very welcome. Have a Ksivah Sima Tova, Ben.
You too, and to your family as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jesse.
I have two non-meter related questions.
Sure.
First of all, we bought this fruit in the shop. It's like a new fruit. I don't know what it's called. Do we have Noah Brumble we made on it? I'm sure I've never seen it before.
Is it a sabra? Does anyone recognize a sabra? Is that a sabra?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like a sabra, no? Yeah. Sabras are eights.
Eights.
I've seen them grow. I was never brave enough to eat them myself. My wife eats them all the time.
I love
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy shook his head. I'm excited about it. For you, they're nothing.
Out of seeds?
Yeah.
Really? The guy cut open for one for us to shook, but I don't want to eat it because it wouldn't be a new fruit anymore. Yeah. But it looks very nice.
It's a bone spray.
Yeah.
You know how to open it? You make it this
one.
You make it like one insertion and you'll feel when it gets into different textures.
Really?
And it's like a very thick peel. It's not hard to do. You should make this like the skin's like this thick.
Yeah. It's funny in America how like people buy these like disgusting fruits for essentially that don't even taste good. And like you wonder if that's really worthy of Shafiano. In America, people buy these like disgusting fruit no one ever heard of.
Yeah.
That don't even taste good.
Like star
fruit. Like star fruit. Yeah. And they're not actually a new. Right, this is the other amaratzis. People think if you haven't eaten fruit in a year, you say Shafiyanu.
Right,
it's not true. If the fruit hasn't been in season and comes into season, you say Shafiyanu.
Is it really much 30 days? Is that an actual thing?
What?
People like, if I haven't eaten in 30 days, then I can say Shafiyanu.
No, that's
amaratzis. Right, that's not a thing, right? It makes no sense.
It's amaratzis.
Right.
It's if you haven't eaten it since last season, you say Shafiyanu, because fruits are seasonal.
In
Israel, fruits are still seasonal. In America, not so much. But in Israel, most fruits, you can't get out of season.
So what do you
know, like basic ones, like oranges. You can't get oranges, you know, in the summer. And you can't get, you know, you can't get strawberries except during January. You know, you can't get blueberry. You can't get cherries except during June.
Like how much months? Like 1 month. That's it.
Yeah, it might be a month and a half.
Yeah.
But cherries and strawberries have a very, maybe strawberries like 2 months, January, February. But even oranges, you can get them all winter. You can't get oranges in the summer. You can't get peaches all year. You can't get plums all year. You can't get grapes all year. Most fruits, the only fruits you can get all year are like apples. Because apples, I guess they just last a long time.
Right.
That's
why
I'm going to
get the apple, because that's the one
that
you're not going to get.
Same. Well, yeah. You can't get pomegranates all year.
What's going to happen this year, though, when you have like people that are storing a ton of fruits and stuff for Shemitah? No? Like,
isn't storing fruits for Shemitah.
Is that a thing? Aren't they storing like already had fruits from like 6 years?
No, no, only fruits that last a long time, not all fruits.
Oh, no, that's
it's a big thing. Yavol Shish is a big thing for species that last a long time. Otherwise, they have
special tricks.
Otherwise, they would just have to have one of the other things. Right, Yavol Shish only works for certain things. You can't keep everything. I'm not a bucky, and obviously you keep refrigerated, whatever, but, you know, there's a limit. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure you can't keep plums, you know, longer than...
You've got too many molds of plums to fear that.
Yeah. Apples you probably can keep for an extra year. You know, obviously, you know, any greens and legumes you can keep as long as you want,
right?
That's no cuts.